Hi there. The word for today is on words. In Psalm 39, verse 1, the psalmist writes, I will not sin in what I say, I will hold my tongue. An unknown poet wrote, and I quote, a careless word may kindle strife, a cruel word may wreck a life, a bitter word may hate instill, a brutal word may smite and kill, a gracious word may smooth the way, a joyous word may light the day, a timely word may lessen stress, and a loving word may heal and bless. The Bible says in James 3, verse 8, that no man can tame the tongue. You say, well, if it can't be done, then how am I supposed to do it? By pausing before you speak, cultivating a sensitivity to the leadings of the Holy Spirit within you, and drawing on His power and wisdom, by reminding yourself that once a word has left your lips, it can never be taken back, and all the I'm sorries in the world won't alter that. The psalmist, who'd evidently made the mistake of talking when he should have been listening, wrote, I will watch what I do and not sin in what I say. I will hold my tongue. In the Bible, abstaining from food for a period of time is referred to as fasting. It has a spiritually cleansing effect. It draws us closer to God. It strengthens and sharpens us. So, here's an idea for you. How about going on a verbal fast for the next 30 days? At least a partial one. Isaiah chapter 50 verse 4, the New Living Translation, the Bible says, the Sovereign Lord has given me His words of wisdom so that I should know how to comfort the weary. What a great promise. So, instead of your tongue doing the leading and you doing the following, let your mouth become spirit-guided. Okay? That's the word for you today.